Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
We're looking this week at loving our neighbor, and one way we can do that is by showing kindness to our neighbors, those who are less fortunate. The Bible says in Leviticus 19, when you reap the harvest of your land, don't reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. Now, in any community, there are those who are, for various reasons, at risk. And God says, pay special attention to those people, people who cannot help themselves. That would be disabled, sick, the orphans, the widows, those who struggle on a fixed income, those who are in nursing homes. And so maybe you sponsor a child through, like, say, Compassion or World Vision. Maybe you go and minister in a nursing home. We have people who help with the disabled. God has a special place in his heart for those who are at risk, those who cannot help themselves, and God wants us to have a heart for them as well. And so God says, for those at risk, because, you know, you could be at risk at any time, the reality is any of us could be in that situation. So it's easier sometimes to think about ourselves than to think about those at risk, but we need to do just that. Think about those who are less fortunate than us. That's how we love our neighbor in showing kindness. This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, asking you to go the distance in Christ.